This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We all have those things that we never got to do when we were a kid. Like, I always wanted to go to space camp when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, all my rich friends got to go to space camp, but I had to get the pictures.
You had to
and
watch
I was like,
the commercials on TV of a space camp.
Man,
I remember that those days.
I wanted to go to space camp, but every kid that came on TV for those space camp commercials, I would yell at them. I was like, screw you, Tommy, and your trip to Alabama for space camp.
So cool.
This is what happens with our intern, Kevin, when he sees Look Who's Six on Fox 6.
Oh, man.
Yep. Because for the longest time, Kevin, didn't you want to be on Look Who's Six back in the day?
Yeah, that's all I asked for my birthday when I was six. I was like, Mom, Dad, can I please be on Look Who's Six?
They're like, How old are you?
I'm 19 right now.
Right, okay. So your parents said.
They were like, yeah, for sure, we'll get you on there. So I'm waiting on my birthday, July 7th.
What year?
2006. I'm waiting. And I don't see my name up there.
Your parents didn't submit it.
They didn't submit it.
Devastating.
So one of the first things he said to us was how this is like traumatic from his childhood.
When he started his interview for the internship.
He's like, I wanted to be on Fox 6 Look Who's 6 in 2006.
When I first found out about this, I hear Kevin cursing at the screen, go, screw you, Ashley. Shut up, Tommy. And I'm like, what are you talking at? He's yelling at all the kids on Look Who's 6. Why
Every
are you
day.
So angry?
Every day.
Why are you so angry?
Every day
because
he's mad.
They're on it and I wasn't on it. Their parents love them.
So what did you do to rectify the situation, Kevin? Yeah. Fast forward to 2020.
So about 2 weeks ago, I was sitting in at our internship in the morning. You know, instead of doing my job.
I know, I can't, Kevin, because I know where this is going.
Instead of doing my job, I decided to pull up a picture on my phone of me when I was about 10 years old.
He looks like the kid in the Sandlot. Who's the fat kid in the Sandlot?
Ham.
Thank you. Yeah. You look like that kid your dog.
With about 300-pound dog sitting right next to me.
What's that dog's name, by the way?
Her name was Callie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I sent this picture into Fox 6, and I said that the kid's name was Kevin Jr. They
which is
that,
you.
Which is me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The father's name was just me. I just had it as me as the father.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin Jr. was on Fox 6 Look Who's 6 today.
Dude, the fact that you sent them a picture from like 15 years ago, and it's so obviously a picture taken from 15
yes.
years ago.
Yeah.
And they even said on Fox 6 this morning, he loves to listen to Riggs and Allie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what were the activities you gave them that they read out?
What did they say about you? We should have recorded them on the air.
Listening to Riggs and Allie, playing football, and petting my dog.
See? Those are your three favorite things.
This is like a kid like doesn't get to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
Or does it, like, I didn't get to see like New Kids on the Block, and I felt like I was like, my childhood was robbed.
And you're 40 and you still
and
bitch
I'm
40 about it?
And I'm still pissed about
uh-huh.
it. Even though I've seen them since as an adult for free, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin is just reliving that childhood moment that he never got.
Dude, I'm 37. Totally I called my mom the other day to yell at her about space camp. I still haven't come.
See, and you say women never let things go.
No,
see?
I won't.
Thank you. It just shows that everybody doesn't let things go.
That's true.
Well, congratulations, Kevin. We'll put the video
Thank
of
you.
Us
I'm
watching
so
and reacting
Dude,
on 103.7 Kiss FM.
I can't believe
I'm
that
so
you made
excited
it.
Excited for you.
I deserve this.
You do.
He's 19 and he just made it on Look Who's 6.
You can do anything you set your mind to, and he is living proof.
Don't
you
give
can.
Up.
Don't give up hope, Kevin.
Oh my God.
So proud of you. And he said, how did you describe the feeling you feel right now?
It just felt like when you're on the interstate and you get cut off and almost get in an accident. My heart was racing so fast when I came up on the screen. I was so happy.
Right. Thank you, Kevin. Oh, thank you
Kevin.
For that laugh. We needed that this morning.
Seriously.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.